USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A U.S. District Court judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions as they arrest people during protests that have gotten out of control in Portland and pitted local officials against the Trump administration. Federal agents deployed by President Donald Trump have arrested dozens during nightly demonstrations against racial injustice that continues to turn violent. Democratic leaders in Oregon say federal intervention has worsened the two-month crisis, especially after both the governor and mayor stepped aside and asked the police to stand down. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Mossman said the state lacked the standing to sue on the behalf of protesters because the lawsuit is a highly unusual one with a very particular set of rules. Protesters in Portland continue to target the federal courthouse, setting fires outside and vandalizing the building that U.S. authorities say they have a duty to protect. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
America's teachers are concerned about the upcoming school year, and USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A large majority of America's school teachers say in a new survey they are worried they'll be exposed to the coronavirus in their classrooms if classroom learning resumes this fall. A Gallup poll finding 3/4 of teachers are either very or moderately concerned. About half of Americans in other jobs are very or moderately worried about exposure to the virus as well. The survey showing 74% of kindergarten through high school teachers would prefer to work remotely. I'm Chris Barnes.
The first hurricane to threaten the United States since the start of the coronavirus pandemic is bearing down on Hawaii. Meanwhile, two storms are churning in the Atlantic, and one could reach hurricane force before bringing significant flooding to the Texas Gulf Coast. In the Pacific, it's Hurricane Douglas growing into a major Category 3 storm with sustained winds of over 130 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two Christopher Columbus statues in Chicago have now been removed by the city at the direction of the mayor until further notice. Mayor Lori Lightfoot's office said in a statement the move is about an effort to protect public safety and to preserve a safe space for an inclusive and democratic public dialogue about the city's symbols. The statues were removed from Grant Park and Little Italy's Arago Park after protests, demonstrations, and violent clashes with police. Crowds cheered overnight as the Grant Park statue was removed. The statue in Little Italy was removed early in the morning. Last week, a group of protesters clashed with police officers at the statue in Grant Park. Many of them tried to tear it down and attacked at least 18 officers during that demonstration. It's been 11 years since the last federal minimum wage hike, the longest span since the baseline wage has gone without an increase since it started in 1938. Since the last federal minimum wage hike to $7.25 an hour starting July 24, 2009, the cost of living has increased over 20%, while the price of essentials such as housing and health care have increased even faster. That has left many low-wage workers with little financial flexibility or savings. The average rent back in 2009 was about $1,132 adjusted for inflation, but housing costs have soared in the last decade, pushing the average rent to over $1,400 in February, over 30% higher than the typical rent in 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.